In the gospel, we have one of so many healings that the Lord works, a healing that comes as a result of the Lord driving out a demon, a spirit, whatever it may be, that is clearly opposed to the work of God and the flourishing of the human person. How many of these healings all have to do with the Lord restoring back what was taken by the spirit or just by the illness itself? So often what we have are people that are brought to Jesus who cannot speak, who cannot see, who cannot walk, who cannot hear. This is the work of the enemy. It is only to strip away and to destroy what God first gave in the goodness of creation. Evil has no power to create or to give life. It only ever seeks to strip away life, to destroy it, to take from one the gifts that God originally gave. And so the different healings and the beautiful work of deliverance that Jesus is always about, that marks his ministry, that leads the crowd to say, nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel. It always involves the restoring back of what God originally gave. And that's the work of God, while anything that we would trust in, especially the false idols, they can never give life. In the first reading from the prophet Hosea, the Lord is saying to his people through Hosea, you've made idols for yourselves, but those idols have no power at all to expiate sin, to get rid of your sin. You just can't do it. They're not alive at all. In the responsorial psalm from Psalm 115, it's the same thing. The idols that we create for ourselves have mouths, but they cannot speak, eyes, but they don't see, ears, but they don't hear, noses, but they don't smell. There's no life in them. But not only is there no life in them, but the way that the enemy works is to strip away life. And the Lord is the one who restores it. One of the best lessons that the Lord can teach us in our life, in our spiritual life, is that whenever we turn away from him to idols, it will only bring us to a place where we are less alive than we would be with the Lord. And when we finally wake up to that truth and can welcome it and accept it, that's when, like the prodigal son, we're ready to make the trip back home. How many of my father's servants have more than enough to eat while here I am starving to death? And with that, he returns home. That we would know that truth, that we would know that the fullness of life is only ever found in the Lord, and it's his deepest desire to restore us back to life. And as he gave the man in the gospel today the power to be able to speak again, we pray, Lord, help us to become aware of all of those things that we've given away, the life that you intended us to have, that we've yielded and given away, or that's been taken every time that we've moved into sin. Help us to be aware of what's really going on and to welcome your work of restoring us back to the fullness of life. Let's pray and ask the Lord for that gift today, especially as we feed on his body and blood.